Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Folks, we're back. Senator Pat Connick joins us to talk about the Bridge City juvenile detention facility. A recent report is out. But Pat, Senator, I should say, excuse me, Tommy Tucker said that you would give us an update on the state of the crawfish industry today and also an update on a crawfish eating contest.
Yeah, you can call me Pat. Newell, good to talk to you. Yeah, we have a big event in Marrero tomorrow, Saturday, the crawfish Louisiana Crawfish Balling Championships. It's a major event. We've been doing it for 21 years. I think we're the longest running crawfish cook-off contest around. It's going to be fun. It's going to be crowded, but the teams are ready to go.
Where would that be?
It's going to be at 601 Avenue C in Marrero, Louisiana, the campus of Immaculate Conception Grammar School, Immaculate Conception Church. It's for a good cause. It's in the heart of Marrero.
Absolutely. So, Senator, update as to where we stand. I see that there was a report issued by the Office of Juvenile Justice relative to the Bridge City community. It kind of sort of looked like things have turned around a little bit.
They have really been working new to you know, the whole system statewide has been focused on getting better, the Deputy Secretary Nelson has taken over. You know, they've been very proactive. Things have gotten better. And I gave you a chart, I think, to your team yesterday that shows, like, in the second quarter of 2021, there were 281 incidents of violence reported in the juvenile justice systems across the state. And then we opened a facility in Angola to separate the bad actors from those who want a chance to rehabilitate. In the amount of incidents have dropped by 81%. So in the fourth quarter of 2022, there were 23 incidents of violence statewide compared to 281 in 2021. So things are changing. I think they have a good formula there to get the bad actors away from those who want to, those juveniles who can have a chance of changing their lives. And that's a good thing.
Absolutely. What has been the Southern Poverty Law Center's response to these numbers, and an update as to what's happening at Angola? I'm hearing that they're not really having that many issues. Is that true?
Well, I think that there's a group that has filed suit, or thinking about filing suit, about having these juveniles transferred to the Angola facility. They think it's going to scar them and cause harm. But if you look at the greater good, you know, we need that facility in Angola. You know, it's a 4 to 6 week program to teach these juveniles to, you can't act like the way you're acting, or you're going to be here for your rest of your life. It allows the juvenile justice system people to focus on educating those juveniles in the system who want to be educated. And these juveniles are learning that if you cause trouble and continue to disrupt the campuses of these centers, they have consequences, and the consequences is you're going to go to a place where it's secure and you can't escape, you can't hurt anybody, and we're going to be watching.
Senator, there's been a lot more focus on juvenile crime, juvenile offenders. A lot of folks are asking for more information. You know as well as I that there are a number of laws that prohibit that free flow of information about specific crimes and specific offenders. do you anticipate that there will be bills in this legislative session dealing or addressing that?
I don't know about that. You know, the goal of the juvenile justice system is not to punish, but is to rehabilitate, and that's what it should be. You know, a lot of these kids are 14, 15, 16-year-olds who have grown up in a terrible environment. They know nothing better. And because of that, they get in these situations that are harmful to themselves and to others and to a life of crime. We're trying as state officials and public officials trying to rehabilitate those who need to be rehabilitated, who can be rehabilitated. But the way the system was set up was that you had 18, 19, 20-year-olds in classes with 14-year-olds, and nothing was getting done. It was just chaos. So I think the legislation you're going to see is separating the age groups, the violent groups, so you won't have all that disruption, and you can and OJJ would be able to focus on doing their jobs.
What do you say to those that that are saying that they're walking into the voting booth in the dark because they don't really know what juvenile judges are doing? They don't know, you know, what accountability measures they're taking. They don't know, about how they're going about holding people accountable. They see these horrible offenses that occurred. And in a number of cases, you have a high number percentage of individuals that come out of the juvenile justice system that within 2 years of reaching the age of majority are in Angola. So they ask, how do we know and how do we actually vote for people that we have a system that we don't know anything about it. We're not in a position to know anything about it.
Well, I think you got to get involved. You got to pay attention to what's going on and who are the judges that are not, who are the judges that are releasing these individuals? Who are the DAs who are not, you know, prosecuting these individuals? And vote from that end. As for the that they will have protections that will remain for these juveniles, and some people take advantage of those protections and use it to just for their own benefit and for against the rest of the society that needs to be protected. So I see some of that happen, but these groups that are claiming that Angola is going to harm these kids, they need to get involved with OJJ and work together and find a way to help these kids instead of just, you know, filing lawsuits.
Yeah, I mean, I think at some point there needs to be a balance struck between the public's interest, obviously, and the interest of the juveniles, of those that have a chance and a shot. But those that are not, I think the most difficult part of the system is knowing when to say no and when to pull the plug, right? I mean, because we have limited resources, you know that better than most, having served in the state legislature for a long time, and you got to get the biggest bang for your buck. And sometimes that's saying no to those recalcitrant juveniles who don't really want to go through a rehabilitative experience while incarcerated.
And that's precisely, you know, you hit it right on the head. Those who just want to cause chaos need to be separated from those who have a chance. When I was at with Sheriff Lapinto, they had a riot at the Bridge City facility about a year ago or so, and at 11 o'clock at night, I went there, and it was all said and done. They were leading these boys out, and they were laughing. They thought it was like a night out on, you know, a fun night. They couldn't care less what they did. It was just nobody could hurt them any further. Nobody could punish them anymore because they were juveniles. But that was being caused by these violent 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds influencing these younger kids who are untouchable. But that, I think, has stopped. They moved. At one point, they had 80-something juveniles at the Bridge City facility, and now it's housing about 35. And these are violent offenders, but they're not the violent offenders that go ahead and have hurt people and destroyed property. But
Do you believe that there's a necessity for a state-mandated assessment tool relative to juveniles because we have these limited resources and basically you have all of these juvenile districts that are competing for that limited resource, right? But yet we don't assess these kids utilizing the same assessment tools. Everybody kind of adopts their own assessment tools, which kind of, you know, has a tendency to match what they see as needs. But when we get to the state level and asking the state to provide these resources, there's not a universal assessment tool that's consistent throughout the state.
I think there is. I think you need to get Curtis Nelson on your show, and he can explain better than I. But they assessed, you know, out of the juveniles that were moved out of the Bridge City facility, about 40 of those juveniles, not everyone went to Angola. Many went to other parts of the state that had better, secure facilities. The ones that went to Angola were graded as to violence and escapes and all that other stuff. So they do have a tiered system of who is causing the trouble. And those who are causing the most trouble have been sent to Angola facility. And it's a school they established at Angola. But I say Angola because it's easy to say. It's some kind of West Feliciana facility, acronym that goes on and on and on. But that facility is designed to take care of the worst of the worst and hopefully, you know, teach them to, you know, you can't act this way. But I think there is a system statewide, and by having that drop from 81% violent incidents across the state in the last quarters is a testament to that they working and the system's working now better than it was.
Yeah, there's no doubt that a lot of the focus that you brought to the issue, I think, because you look at when all of that opened, it's a precipitous drop to, you know, almost nothing next to what it was before. And hopefully they will keep that attention level on this issue moving into the future. And I'm sure that you will continue to monitor same.
Yeah. What brought it to my attention were my constituents, those who live in the interim Bridge City, the now Mile Point Association, Civic Association, and the Avondale folks. They had enough of all the escapes and all the carjackings and car thefts that were taking place. They brought it to my attention, and credit to the Office of Juvenile Justice. There was a meeting last week at the Bridge City Civic Association, the 9 Mile Point Civic Association, and OJJ was there in force. They put on a PowerPoint like they never did before. They showed them what was going on, who was being housed, and what was happening. So, yeah, things are moving in the right direction. And kudos to Governor Edwards for taking charge and making these decisions. They were tough. There was going to be some resistance, you know, from a civil rights standpoint. But I think, you know, we went to federal court already, and Judge Shelley Dick already ruled that this is a necessary evil. It has to take place, opening up that place in Angola.
Yeah, and obviously the stats are bearing that out. As always, we thank you for the opportunity to speak with you this morning. Appreciate your time and your insight. And I guess you will be judging tomorrow with Tommy Tucker, is that right?
No, what I do is I get the judges there, and I make sure it's all up and up. So, but you're more than welcome to come. You know, you got to stand.
Well, that's going to be difficult for you to stay on the up and up with Tommy as a judge. You do realize that, right?
Tommy, he's been there a while. We've got Ian McNulty is an expert. We've had a lot of celebrities coming by, and the problem is when you give them. They don't realize it's a tasting contest. You just taste a few and move it on. They like to just stand and eat like they're eating in their backyard. So you got to fuss at them a little bit to get the thing rolling. So
yeah, that's the problem when you invite consumers, real consumers of crawfish.
And politicians. That's always a problem, having politicians around.
Senator Pat Connick, thank you so much again. Have a great day tomorrow. Best of luck on that event. I know it goes to a great cause.
Thank you, Neil.
Alrighty, folks, we'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.